You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another captaincy video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. My name is Joe and joining me is not Fantasy Football Scout's Tom Freeman to discuss the best armband candidates for game week 23. Tom, like most of the Burnley squad, has COVID. So in his place, I'm joined by Fantasy Football Scout's Az. Az, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while, Joe, since we did a stream together back to the Scoutcast days.
I know, this is it. This is where the Giants meet. this is the clash of the Titans, the glamour clash that everyone's waited for. I understand, just before we welcome those that have been kind enough to join us very early in this stream, I understand you've got a few words to say about Fan Team.
Yes, so Fan Team is obviously continuing. There's the second half of the season game that's live at the moment, so I'm guessing a lot of people have already kind of signed up to that. It's a free-to-play game, £20,000 first place prize, £100,000 cash pool as well, so no reason not to get involved in that. What we have got though is the second chance, so if you miss the deadline for that, you can still get involved. You start with the average points of the game week, so you're not at a massive disadvantage. Actually, I think it's like 90% of the average points for the game week, and you can submit a team and get involved. So just because you've missed the deadline doesn't mean you can't play. Obviously, it's a form of gambling, so you've got to pay actual money to enter. So gamble aware, gamble responsibly, don't gamble sort of out of your means. But I mean, I play Fan Team. I've been playing it since the start of the season. Free-to-play game is a good way to try and win some money with your fantasy knowledge.
Excellent. Thanks a lot for that. Before we move on to the top candidates for the captaincy this week, just want to welcome some of those in the live chat who've joined us. Baron Nishi, very active in the live chat there. Jimmy Clifford, Wayne, John, Nuclear Atoms, as usual, Dale, Pool Fans, Gabriel, Daniel, QS, and many more. It looking like from the live chat that Crypto FPL may have captained Bruno in game week 22, judging by the dazzling array of fire emojis he's put up there with the name of Bruno. So welcome all. Do press that like button, smash it, whatever you want to do. Do press that
very
like
good
button.
Very good, Joe.
Very good. Yeah, I'm doing all the things.
Down with the kids these days.
Yeah, I'm down with the kids. Yeah, smash it, I believe they say. So smash that like button. And let's move on to those top candidates. So currently, we don't know if there's any double game weeks. There is a possibility that Villa may have, and it may be, in addition to their Everton fixture, it may also be against Burnley or Leeds, but it may not. So we're just sort of covering ourselves to make sure we're still topical for the rest of the week. So I'll put some stats to see. This is Villa's last match up on screen. So, and I've done it last match, not last four, because Luke Dean and Coutinho have joined the masses. So they could be captaincy options. There's also Jacob Rabsey, if you're a light on cash. Ollie Watkins, if you hopefully he'll have a return at some point soon. So yeah, Az, what do you reckon? If Villa have a double, just to cover ourselves, who would you get in and captain, or who would you captain?
Yeah, it's a good question. We were talking about it sort of before we came on, weren't we, about what happens if kind of the double gets announced after the deadline's passed, because we're not sure what that means in terms of FPL. Like, we don't think that a team can be added in after the deadline's gone, but we're also saying that we don't know if it can be moved forward. I think there's less chance of it being moved forward. I think that would kind of cause too many problems, you know, for people who are, you know, expecting a deadline to be on a certain time in it. And it gets moved forward. So I don't think that will happen. But yeah, unless we hear this week, we're not really going to know. And then also there's kind of 2 weeks until the next FPL deadline. So yeah, it's an interesting one. In terms of the players, I think it's interesting that Ramsey's at the top, obviously the cheapest player in the Villa squad. I mean, I've been so impressed with him. He's a great enabler. Would I captain a 4.6 million mid? Probably not. I think you're going to be looking towards Watkins, aren't you? He looks to be the kind of the focal point at the, you know, in the Villa attack. I wonder what's going to happen with Ings. I sense maybe Ings might even have to drop to the bench.
Yeah, the consensus is that the best Villa lineup at the moment would involve Buendia, Coutinho, and one of Watkins or Ings, most likely Watkins. Watkins, every time I watch him, I get out of breath watching him. He's so active, isn't he? And I just keep thinking, he's gonna haul at some point soon. But the Manchester United game, he actually only had one shot on target. But what I found interesting in terms of just hard FPL points, Buendia was very interesting. Two shots on target, four chances created, lots of involvement, only 6.2. Could be a good captaincy shout. Luca Dean created a couple of chances from fullback and a shot on target. And Coutinho, what was he on the pitch for? 10 minutes, quarter of an hour? But two shots on target and a goal. We've been at Fantasy Football Scout a while. We can remember the days when Coutinho was a genuine captaincy option for Liverpool. And these were his figures. He would have one or two shots on target, mostly from long range, and he would end up with one or two goals on a match. So that's not a surprise, really, to see that. I think there's some options there. We're sort of covering ourselves a bit, because if Villa haven't got a double, I guess their assets are probably not the best options. But there's some others. The single game weekers. So, Bruno Fernandes, not in my team. Is he in your team?
That's, he is, yeah.
Do you captain him?
I did not captain him, no. I bought him in, but the Ronaldo... I mean, Rannick seemed quite positive on Ronaldo's chance of being involved. So, I kept it on him. But yeah, congratulations to anyone who bought in Fernandes and captained him. That was a hell of a shout.
Definitely. So, I've got some last four matches stats on the screen between Ronaldo and Fernandes. So, I think ahead of Manchester United's game against West Ham, and I put in brackets in my notes, Diop and Dawson. So, that basically means West Ham will concede whoever they play, even Manchester United. So it's Ronaldo or Fernandes would really be the top ones. Now, Bruno is back as a captaincy shout. But in terms of last four matches, expected goal involvement, Ronaldo 3.14, Fernandes 1.03. And yes, he got his two goals, but I believe he only had two shots and he had created a chance the last match. I'm not sure. I'd have to look at those exact figures, but it's more just over the immediate four matches. If Ronaldo's back, Fernandes probably not an option. But well, yeah, what do you think? Are you tempted by either of them for the armband?
Yeah, I mean, West Ham are obviously doing really well, but I don't back them to get a clean sheet in kind of any match that they play. And obviously they've been struggling because they've had, you know, their entire defence, you know, not available. Zouma is almost back. I think he was tipped to maybe start in the last game and didn't play. But he's going to be back soon, which I think improves them, because like you say, Diop and Dawson just isn't working as a centre-back pairing. They've got Creswell back, which is big. And then obviously Soufal looks like he's kind of usurped Ben Johnson again, which is interesting. It's really difficult with a captain. I think this is where, I think, you know, previous captaincy videos, you've done well to kind of, you know, make a case for anyone that isn't Salah. Obviously, we're now entering into a period where we don't have Salah. at least for a couple of games. So this kind of decision is really crucial. If Ronaldo's fit, I think he's one of the standout picks to go for. I wouldn't trust Fernandes. I mean, the shot he had, you know, what is Martinez doing letting that go in? He's one of the top goalkeepers in the league. Absolutely wasn't expecting that to happen. And, you know, then he scores from, you know, his other shot on target. These aren't stats of someone that I think is going to be the kind of consistent option that Salah is.
And that's
so,
the
yeah,
best.
Still Ronaldo for me.
That's the best Bruno can get. I mean, in returns, great. But underlying stats and general performance is still not really captaincy material if you look at others. But but yeah, nevertheless, well done those who captained him. Ronaldo, yeah, I think if Ronaldo's looking fit, he would be on my radar. He may even be my captain if he's looking like a guaranteed starter. But Fernandes, not really on my radar. But nevertheless, he is back, and those who've got him, it's going to be very tempting. It's going to be a choice there. I've got some more stats here. I've got this is expected goal involvement last four matches, and I put all players that aren't at AFCON and aren't seriously injured. So it's Bowen who's top, and I thought that was interesting because, to be honest, in this fixture, Bowen against Manchester United, I think actually could be a better captaincy shout. In the absence of Salah, we have to make these decisions. But Ronaldo's on there, as you would expect, with his expected goal involvement, 3.14. But no Fernandes, as we saw, his stats are low. So, yeah. But do you think Bowen's even better?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the kind of ideal fixture, is it? I mean, I know United have been leaky. I think I've seen they've conceded more goals than Burnley, which, you know, although Burnley have played, you know, quite a few games less, it's still pretty alarming for a team like United to be conceding kind of that many goals. And I back the West Ham attack in kind of every game. Looking at the fixtures, I mean, I'm always looking for, you know, what team is playing Norwich, and that's Watford. So we're probably not going to go there with King and Dennis again. Who's playing Burnley? Well, it's Arsenal. Well, you've got a few players on there, Lacazette, Martinelli, but then there's question marks whether that game's going to go ahead, given that Arsenal now shipped off another player on loan and already couldn't, you know, meet the criteria for the Spurs match. Who's playing like Leeds? Well, it's Newcastle. Well, we're not going to go Chris Wood, captain. So it's a really tricky week to try and to try and nail this captain down. And I think looking at this list, I think, you know, you could make a case for quite a few of these players.
Who has been a consistent scorer? I mean, I've currently got the captaincy in game week 22 on Ronaldo. If Mason Mount should somehow do well against Brighton, he is my vice captain. And Ronaldo doesn't show up. But this is what we're talking about here. We're talking about sort of slightly unreliable picks, really.
Absolutely.
Bowen scored again.
Yeah. I mean, the two reliable players on this list are at the top and the bottom. Bowen at the top and Trent at the bottom.
Yeah. Regular double-digit haulers. Why I'm not captaining Alexander Arnold? We say every week. I say it to Tom. I said, why aren't we captaining him? And he said, well, maybe, you know, maybe a vice-captain. And we're still not doing it. And we're missing out on these huge hauls every week. And because of his ownership, it really is the only way you're going to get a rank rise as well out of Alexander Arnold, unless you sort of double up on the defence.
I think he's definitely a viable one this week. I mean, Palace were very poor against our boys, against Brighton. Obviously, we had to kind of salvage something in the dying minutes because that's what,
Palace did their customary score a goal against the runner play against Brighton.
They did, absolutely. But, it, you know, in general, I think Liverpool should. You know, be pretty optimistic they're going to win that game fairly comfortably. And, you know, the game against Brentford was interesting because, you know, they brought in players to replace kind of Mane and Salah and still looked good going forward. So I think Liverpool should win that game. And Trent just is just unbelievable. I mean, he's on track to beat his own assist record this season if he carries on. So he's up to 8.4 now. He's entering into almost premium territory too, if you care about that kind of thing. So I think he's someone that people should definitely be thinking about this week.
Sports Social Podcast Network. This is Pedro from the Arsenal Opinion Podcast, and I am hyped about the title running. Can Arsenal pit Pep and Klopp? Will our young squad be described as mentality monsters? Is Mikel Arteta truly a generational saucy manager? Come and join us on the Arsenal Opinion Podcast to follow the boys on this historic 2024 Premier League title running and hear analysis of the games, the hottest transfer rumours, the Arsenal culture, and the business of football. 3 times a week exclusively on the Sports Social Podcast Network. Search the Arsenal Opinion now and come and join the fun.
So far we've got with the captaincy, if we were minded to captain a Manchester United player, it would be probably Ronaldo if he looks like he's playing. And then for the safety of getting a return, Bowen and Alexander-Arnold are probably your next best bets. But there's another name on there, Raheem Sterling, plays for Manchester City. Manchester City play Southampton. Now, I remember that I captained Man City players against Southampton before, and it hasn't worked out for me. So nevertheless, Man City in form. Southampton's defence still a bit ropey, as you would expect. Last four matches, Raheem Sterling should have expected to be involved in three goals. Jesus is next, and then you've got Grealish, Foden and De Bruyne are the next ones there. What I found particularly interesting, I've only put up expected goal involvement stats, but in our notes we have chances created and overall goal attempts. And I had to go back, you know, but sometimes when you put stats in a video, you sort of think, that can't be right. And then you have to go back and you go, God, that is right. Kevin De Bruyne, he's had 12 goal attempts the last four and he's created 11 chances. That's far and away the best out of any Man City asset. Kevin De Bruyne, I think, on paper, is probably the best and most sensible captaincy pick. What do you reckon?
Oh, you're gonna go that far?
Say I don't own him. I personally can't. But I think if I did, I would definitely go there.
Yeah, I really like it. I think, you know, given that Salah's away and, you know, you've kind of, a lot of people are not massively redistributing that money across their side and they're going for one of these premium picks. And that's why I ended up going for Fernandes, because I was between Fernandes and De Bruyne. But, you know, with Fernandes having the extra game, I thought I'd just kind of take that risk. And if you've got De Bruyne, you've still got double digits from him, you know, against Chelsea. So you're going to be delighted with that. I think he's an absolutely... there. I mean, he's absolutely got to be up there this week. I mean, you know, we talked about kind of consistency, reliability. I mean, since De Bruyne has been, you know, back in the side, I think it's only been one game that he's blanked, or, you know, in the last kind of, two games in the last six that he's blanked. Yeah. You know, he's looking back to his best. I think against Southampton, you've got to think he's going to start and you've got to think he's going to get something else.
You would imagine so. I mean, they, you know, Man City are comfortably champions in waiting at the moment, perhaps. But I would say, you know, they can't afford to take their foot off the gas. They've got to keep going for it and they've got to, you know, get the goal difference. And while De Bruyne is in form, it just seems crazy to rest him somehow. So I think if you do own him or you can get him in, I think De Bruyne could be the one there. That's it, 12 goal attempts, 11 chances created the last four.
Yeah. I mean, Foden, it's amazing that his expecting goal involvement is so low, given the amount of chances and shots he's having.
Well, a lot of those are from, you know, those sort of howitzers from a million yards out. but nevertheless, he's doing it. It's just the sheer quantity, and he has the quality as well. So he's going to get some kind of return. And he's a midfielder, more points for goals, and he's good for bonus as well. Foden, if he should play, 9 goal attempts, 7 chances created, is another good option if you think he's going to play. His expected goal involvement's a bit higher as well.
I've got Foden in my team. I mean, it's interesting, the minutes per goal attempts in the box is the lowest of all these players for Foden, given that he often plays as that false nine. You'd think he'd be the one kind of at the spearhead, but it's the fact he drops deep, you know, to allow the others to kind of come in into the game. I still think he's a great pick as well. I would bet more money on De Bruyne starting over Foden next week.
I own neither. They're the players I fear this week, but I'm probably won't get them in. But yes, they are definitely ones to fear. So you mentioned some of the, when we were looking at expected goal involvement, you mentioned about you're looking for players on this list who are playing the sorts of Leeds and Norwiches of this world. So another thing we do each week is we look at the whipping boys, the defences to target. So I've got a last four matches here up on the screen. And just for those listening on the podcast, Leicester, remember them when last time they played, have conceded 8 goals, but they should have conceded 9. in terms of expected goals conceded. And Leicester are the worst on paper defence at the moment. I'm not sure they've got any defenders, to be honest. Then Leeds, they've conceded 14 goals. That's another one I had to double check. But they should have conceded nearly nine. Newcastle, poor, on par. Par, really. Should have conceded nine and have conceded nine. And then you've got Norwich, Watford, Crystal Palace. That's because they played the mighty Brighton last time, though. So, and they're the best defences. So these are the teams. If you were going to captain a player against one of these, perhaps think again. Brighton, Chelsea, Tottenham, Arsenal, and Man City, and Wolves as well. So they're the best defences. So, yeah, looking at the fixtures we've got up here, what other options should we mention? I've got a few put in the notes, but you know, you might have some ideas. Which other players might tempt you for the captaincy?
It's very interesting with this list. I mean, Leicester, for example, with two clean sheets, you know, which only Wolves have bettered that, but yeah. Leicester have got by far the worst numbers. I mean, they've had tricky games, but you know, it's alarming that Leicester are so sort of harmless. We just don't know what we're going to get from them at the moment. Like, no. I can't even remember what they look like to see that Burnley. No. I can't even remember what they play like. It's going to be interesting.
I thought Eddie Howe was still managing Burnley.
Hello. Yeah. And then you look at Leeds and Norwich. I mean, they are just, you know, not only are they high on the list in terms of the expected goals they've conceded, but the actual goals they've conceded is, you know, is kind of a lot more. So, you know, that seems like the keepers aren't making the saves that you'd kind of expect them to, and that kind of thing, which is surprising with Melier, because he's a keeper who last season particularly was making really good saves and kind of keeping leads in matches, but doesn't look like he's having that kind of impact this season.
No.
You know, on things like that. So, I mean, they're obviously the teams that you target, but like we've talked about, it's hard to know who to captain from them. Leicester are playing Brighton, Leeds are playing Newcastle, and then Norwich as well are playing Watford. So these aren't really the teams that we can target. No. I guess you could make a case for King or Dennis potentially.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think King and Dennis, they're playing Norwich. I put that their last result against Everton down more to Everton, I would imagine, than Norwich. But you would imagine King or Dennis would get a return against Norwich, but it might be, you know, 4-0 and Pedro gets four goals. Who knows? But Liverpool against Palace, we mentioned Alexander-Arnold. Sort of a while ago, I sort of put the bus team armband on Jota. But I'm not convinced. I'm not even convinced I want to keep him anymore. what's your feeling about Jota for the captaincy?
He's a frustrating player, isn't he? I mean, he always has been. I mean, you know, he was nailed on, right? Salah and Mane going. And he subbed off at 70 minutes against Chelsea and subbed off against 80 minutes at Brentford. He's had like one assist and one goal in the last four matches, which like is kind of okay for like a 7.58 million mid. But I think everyone's just been kind of expecting a little bit more. I think he's got to be in the equation. I think, you know, as I said earlier, the Brentford game showed that Liverpool can still score goals. And you've still got to think he's going to be, you know, one of the main kind of, you know, focal points. It's just a bit alarming when, you know, they score three goals and he's not involved in any of them. And the, like, you know, some of the other players they've got who are, you know, like Firmino coming in. Like Firmino is just the bane of Jota, isn't he? Like, he not only keeps him out of the team sometimes, but then he's kind of stealing the goals that we kind of want him to get. So I don't trust Jota as a captain option. I'd go for Trent over him for sure.
Yeah. When I put I'll put it up again, actually, the expected goal involvement table up. Pretty much most weeks, this has Jota on it. Near the top as well. And Alexander-Arnold is often on it as well. But Jota's not here. Alexander-Arnold is. So I think that's made up our mind, really. If you were going to captain a Liverpool player, probably would be Trent. Elsewhere, I think the Leeds-Newcastle game, that screams goals. Two awful defences. Newcastle with a great new striker, Chris Wood, one of the most prolific strikers of the four or five years. Yeah. So you can see why they've got him. Not been so great this season, but, you know, early days at Newcastle. But then Leeds, I think Rafinha, he's always involved. I think if you just want to, I just want some return goal, some bonus for my captain. I think Rafinha against Newcastle, that surely must be 7-8 points at least. What do you reckon?
I like it. I think this is the week where you can have a bit of fun and not worry too. I think, you know, we're not going to see someone with like 150% EO this week. I imagine Ronaldo's going to be the most popular captain. Mm-hmm. You know, if he's fit and plays, there's still some doubts mm-hmm. of whether he's going to play against Brentford tomorrow night. But if he's fit and available, I think he's going to be the top one. But it does give, I think this is the kind of week where there is a bit of scope to maybe go a bit different. I mean, Rafinha has been so good this season. Mm. I mean, without him, I don't know where Leeds would be. The trouble with Rafinha is always that double-digit haul always eludes him. He hasn't got a single double-digit haul this season. I think he might have got one or something last year. And I'd like to know where you stand on it, because it's that kind of like, I guess he's been pretty reliable. I mean, he's had two blanks in the last like 7 or 8 games.
Yeah.
So he's been getting at least a goal or an assist in all those games, but not hitting those double-digit hauls. I want my captain to be able to hit 20 points, well, don't you?
I do, but at the moment, I want my players to play. So I will take anything. And so Rafinha doesn't get the double-digit hauls, but he gets 7 to 9 points regularly.
Mm.
And that's what I like. And I think in a week like this, where it's hard to predict the captaincy, if you're getting a sort of 18, 16 points from your captain and some of your other players are doing well, getting similar returns as well, maybe not double-digit hauls, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that this week. But yeah, I know what you mean. I just trying to predict a double-digit haul this week is one of the tough ones.
Yeah.
Just because of the way the fixtures are. There's no Mo Salah for us. So I think Rafinha is probably as good as anyone.
Mm.
But
as a kind of punty player outside of the kind of core ones, yeah. No, I do like it, to be fair.
The Chris Wood against Leeds is definitely scraping the barrel. but just before we go, who are you captaining this week then, do you reckon, as it stands?
It's a very good question. At the moment, my kind of bust captain is on Ronaldo. Mm. I could be swayed over to Trent or Foden. I think it's most likely going to be one of those three. I'd love to give it to Foden, but I'm just not sure about that security of start. And if it's between Ronaldo, a fit Ronaldo and Trent, I'll probably give it to Ronaldo, given he's a striker.
Yeah.
So it's on Ronaldo for me, but I could be swayed to someone else.
Yeah, that's the same for me. I mean, I look at my bunch and Ronaldo's the best I've got. If I had KDB or even Foden, but probably KDB, I would definitely go there. And Trent is my vice captain. I still can't bring myself to captain him. One day
I know what you mean.
But yeah, I think he's a very, very good vice captain. So reliable.
I think it'd be interesting with Fernandez owners whether they move over to De Bruyne, because it's something that I was kind of between the two anyway. I was thinking maybe I could just move, you know, Fernandez over to De Bruyne. But I've got other issues. I've got to sort my defence out. I've got Ethan Pinnock, for God's sake. He's got to go at some point. And also we've got Villa, right? Mm. So I think given the Villa have got a really good run, I think, you know, using these kind of premium transfers to move Fernandez to De Bruyne, and then we're going to be moving him to Salah in a few weeks, might not be the best place. So if you've got a Watkins or a Dean in place already, and you've got Fernandez, I think moving him over to De Bruyne and captain him could be a really shrewd move, but it's not something that I'm probably going to do.
No, definitely. I mean, I do have Watkins. So we started with talking about Villa, and we should probably end talking about Villa. If they get a double game week, my captaincy will switch to Ollie Watkins. And that may be the case with other people as well. And there are other options there. But in the meantime, thanks so much for everyone who's joined us in the live chat. Not too late to press that like button, by the way, everyone. Thanks, Bernardo, Baron, Sujan, Matt, Milan, Paul, and many, many more. Thanks for joining us. As good luck with your captaincy decision this week and for the rest of the season. See you later.
Thanks, Joe. You too.